You're such a dork.
You're a dork.
You're a dork.
You're a dork.
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 Dork. Dork. Dork. Hey, let's do a tune. I'll do dork. Dork. No, you do dork.
Dork. Dork. Dork. Dork. Dork. Dork. Dork. Dork. Dork. Dork. Dorky. 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 Dorky.
Dorky. Dorky. Dorky. Man, that's a show all by itself.
We're here at the 15th stage of the Tour de France. It's a beautiful day for today's stage, wouldn't you say?
It really is. I talked to some of the cyclists this morning, and they were super pumped up for today's stage. The crowd is crazy, and... oh, here come some of the riders.
They are looking really strong. It's a graceful parade of athleticism. What is that?
I haven't seen those two cyclists before. Where did they come from? And those jerseys, I can't quite make out what they say.
Well, I think they say thisandthatpodcast.com. What is that? Where do they come from? Let me check my roster.
Pat, when you said we were going for a bike ride, this is not what I had in mind.
Jeff, I have to meet Lance. One of our listeners, Brad P., said he would be the perfect man for me. And Lance even lives in Texas. Keep going.
Couldn't you have just waited a few months and caught him at an autograph signing or something? I mean, it was one thing to hide out at the French barnyard all night, listening to those ranch hands singing Frère Jacques all night. That was no joy either, but this riding is killing me.
Jeff, you have no sense of drama. I need to prove my love for Lance, not stalk him. Look, coming up, Jeff. The crowd is getting larger. We must be getting closer to Lance. Keep going.
That certainly felt good. I feel so loved.
Well, forget them.
How much longer do we have?
I think we're catching up to Lance now. I can see the yellow way up there.
Way up that hill? Oh, man. My legs feel like rubber. No, wait a minute. Do I still have legs? I can't even tell.
Oh, quit your whining, you big girly man. Come on, one more push. Here we go. I see him. Lance! Lance! Yoo-hoo! Lover boy! Lance! Lance! Lance!
What the?
Oh, this is hard. Oh, so how you doing? My name is Pat. What you up to?
Cycling.
Is this a good time to chat?
Well, I'm kind of in the middle of something important. Trying to win my seventh straight Tour de France.
Oh, whatever. We should go out sometime. Brad P., one of our listeners, said we'd be the perfect match. And I live in Texas too, Lance.
Well, Brad P.? Well, you must be Pat from This and That with Jeff and Pat. Well, this is an honor. And is that tall drip of sweat over there? That must be Jeff. I don't normally do this, but here's my business card.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong, cyclist.
I can't believe he had his wallet on him. Jeez.
Excellent. Okay, see ya, bicycle boy. We've got a race to finish. Come on, Jeff. Let's kick this up a notch.
You mean we're going to finish this stage? Can we just go back? The barnyard sounds so good now. And sing Frère Jacques.
Oh, come on, Jeff. As long as we're here, let's see if we can win.
Dormez-vous, sonnez-vous matinas, sonnez-vous matinas, ding-dong-dong, ding-dong-dong.
Please stand by.
It's
July 16th, 2005. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Pat.
And you're listening to This and That with Jeff and Pat.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Pat. What's going on?
Not much. I was kind of grumpy this week. How about you?
I was very grumpy this week. What is going on? We were grumpy with each other this week, too.
Yes, I think we had a fight. What? A little spat.
A little spat. A little spat with Jeff and Pat. So, what is it, the heat, you think? Or?
No, I don't know. I just had a couple things that didn't go the way I wanted them to, and I just got grumpy.
I tried to assess, why was I grumpy all week? Was it work? Nah, not really. Work is getting to be, I mean, there's just so much to do. There's more stuff than I have time to do, but that's the way it always just kind of is. So it's not really anything special.
And you're pretty competent in your job, so it's not like you can't, you know, you're worried that you can't get something done.
Right. It's just a matter of finding the time sometimes.
The volume thing.
And the heat does bug me. I really hate the Texas heat. I just hate it. But I don't think that's it either, because, you know, we've had it now for a month, right?
Maybe there's a grumpy bug going around.
If you're a grumpy, call us at our phone line, 206-202-TALK. We want to hear about it. We want to hear your idea of why you're grumpy.
And if you have any cures for grumpiness.
Yeah, because we want to get over it.
Yes, we do.
Because, Pat, I'm pissed with you.
Well, you know, I think this weekend a lot of my relatives are out of town. My brother Joe and his family are going on a cruise, and I think that they're going to the Caribbean.
Oh, no. It's that Caribbean in July. You know, cheap rates, probably.
Yeah. Well, now they have a hurricane to think about.
Yeah.
And my sister, Paula, and her husband, Mark, are going on a fairly cool trip to Machu Picchu and Peru and seeing a lot of things like that.
You know, with all my world traveling, I still have not made Machu Picchu. Have you been there?
Oh,
I think
yes.
You have.
In fact, I've got my Machu Picchu t-shirt on today.
Oh, you do. Sanctuary Lounge.
Lodge, yes. Susan and I went maybe 2 years ago.
Right when I asked that, I sort of remembered that trip a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, one of the highlights of that trip, or one of the things, there were many highlights. It was really fabulous. But one of the things I liked was I climbed up this mountain called Huayna Picchu. And I had to go up.
Did you whine while you were?
There was a little bit of whining. It was pretty high.
I would be whining climbing a mountain like that.
And it was up pretty high, and looking down was fabulous because you could see all of the ruins in Machu Picchu.
Beautiful.
It was really spectacular. But here was one of the most fabulous parts of it all. I came down the mountain and went into the sanctuary lodge and saw Susan, and she was sitting at a table. She had a beer waiting for me.
Oh, nice. And you know, the Peruvian beer is actually pretty darn good. I can't remember the name now, but it's good. You know, speaking about Machu Picchu, Laura and I last year went down to Houston and went to this, I think it was a Houston Natural History Museum.
Yes.
They had an exhibit on Machu Picchu, and I can't remember if it was a temporary exhibit or a standing one, but it was fantastic. You got on these computers and did a virtual reality tour of the whole site with all kinds of pop-up information.
Oh.
It was fantastic.
Well, you know, we had a guide that took us up there, and he did something that I thought was sort of a good tip. Is as we were going up, he said, I want you to keep looking this direction, and
right.
I'm going to tell you when you need to look to the right.
Did you just hit the mic?
Yes, I just hit the mic. So we followed his instructions, and what he did was he got us through, because I think had we been walking and looking to the right, we could have seen the ruins.
Right.
What he did is he waited till we got to the place where we had an expansive view of the ruins, so it felt like oh my gosh.
That's kind of a cool idea.
It was. It was very nice.
Very nice.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Are you making fun of me?
Was it a good time?
It was a good time. Are you just repeating what I said?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just affirming that I am listening.
Oh, I can see you through the pop filter. Well, you know, I did something else this week.
What did you do this week?
I was on a podcast with Neil from The Borderline.
Hey, I listened. I was on, too. I didn't like my bit, but I thought you and Neil were very funny.
Well, Neil's usual co-hosts were on vacation out of town, and I think he's on vacation this week, so it was going to be like a couple of weeks where his show wasn't up. And
that just can't happen.
No, that just cannot happen. So I volunteered to be the loudmouth, and
you guys were funny. Neil is very funny.
Neil is funny. He's very funny.
BDline.net.
Anyway, you can check us out there, and you know,
and I make
leave
an appearance too.
Jeff keeps
most of my appearances. Can you guys hear me? I can't hear myself.
Well, another thing,
totally
is like,
dorky, unprofessional.
Well, the other thing you were saying is like, is this recording?
Exactly.
I didn't. I just thought you guys were chatting. I really did. I didn't. Pat gave me no prep. So I got grouchy.
Yeah.
No.
That
I didn't
was
get,
it.
I didn't get grouchy because of that.
Well, then nothing like Billy and me, because all I want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I want to do is have some fun. Until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Pat, we did our first sound seeing tour.
We sure did. Let's roll it.
Let's do it.
Pídeme, pídeme, pide tres deseos, los que tú más quieras, yo te los concedo, sea lo que sea. Pide tres deseos en pago el favor de haberme librado de esta maldición.
Okay. This is, we're actually on our first sightseeing tour. We're in Pat's car right now, buckling up for safety.
Buckling up.
And she just told me to get my money out. I'm not sure why she's so nervous about that. Maybe she doesn't want to pay with her money.
I don't have any money, Jeffy Jeff.
So we're going to Viva Mexico, which is this drive-in thing. And Pat, tell us about what sort of prep you have. I mean, Pat talked about this on...
I've talked about this several times on the show. And as you know, it's on my way to work, so it's fascinating to me. I can hardly, you know, I always have to check it out, what's going on. And I decided to ask one of the guys I work with about it just to see what he was going to say about it. And his eyes lit up. He's about 30. His eyes lit up when I mentioned it. He's like, oh, man, yeah, that place. He says, whenever I have guests in town, because he lives in the area too, he said, I always take them there. He said, that place is a trip.
Is it the women? Is it the drinks? Is it just the whole concept of drive-by, order alcohol?
No, I think it's definitely the women. It's the fact that when you get there, there's some woman scantily clad, and she comes to take your order.
Cool.
So we're going there today to get the experience.
Yes.
And the other thing that he mentioned was that there was a drink that's, I don't know if it's like the popular drink or whatever, but it's what he recommended. It's called a Michelada, and I think it's a beer, and then they make a concoction that you, I think it's tomato based, Jeff, you put inside the drink.
Me estoy muriendo de sed. Ay, pídeme, pídeme, pide tres deseos. Los que tú más quieras, yo te los concedo, sea lo que sea.
I don't see the place.
Right there.
Oh, that's it. Wow, I thought it was a gas station. So it really looks like a small hut. Actually, it looks like a Jiffy Lube place. In fact, I'll bet you that's what it was. Viva, it's got a little tin shack, tin top on it, which is wooden, I guess, with green, white, and...
Red.
And
the flag of Mexico.
Kind of looping back to try to get there.
I didn't know the direct way to get in there. Okay.
Ooh, there's some hotties. Just sitting there waiting, aren't they? Yeah, come to
so
Papa.
So do you think I go this way?
Yes, there's a little arrow right there.
But there's the drive-thru. It's confusing.
Oh, really? I thought, don't you drive through like that way? He's saying go ahead. He's motioning go ahead.
All right.
Great, thank you. All right. You can hear that. Ooh, yeah. Pat was saying before that we have a lot of wires with these mics that we may look a little bit like we have bombs. Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Hola. Do you have like a Michelada? Do you know what that is?
$4.
$4? Okay. I think I'm getting... What is it?
Huh?
It's beer and what else?
Michelada con cualquier cerveza.
Okay.
Cerveza y qué?
I don't know.
Tomato sauce?
No. Okay. All right. I'm going to have it with a Corona.
Corona?
Yes. And no. He's going to get something else. What are some other ideas about a good drink?
Okay. One Michelada.
Yes.
Con Corona.
Yes.
Nada más?
No. Are there any other drinks? Any other ideas for drinks? Do you want a beer?
See.
Victor Ben.
She can't speak any English.
What?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to get a michelada, but I was wondering what other ideas for drinks you have.
There's no, it's only michelada.
I'm sorry?
Only michelada.
That's it?
Oh.
Okay.
What's in one? Is it tomato?
It's tomato sauce. And
it is tomato sauce.
Tabasco. Uh-huh. And salt, lemon.
Okay, all righty.
I can't have it then. It's tomato.
Well, why don't you just get a beer?
Yeah, can I just get a beer then to go?
What kind do you want? Do you want a Bohemia?
Yeah.
And a Bohemia.
Bohemia?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Two? One or two?
A michelada for me with Corona.
Corona? Ah, okay.
Right.
Gracias.
So it's very Spanish.
Very Spanish.
We really don't have a lot of English here.
Oh my God, check out that girl. That one there. Oh my, you can't see her now, but in a minute, when she moves, you can see her butt cheeks.
Oh yeah, you can. the girls here that she's referring to, they're very young, very young. They're not super bodies at all, but they're young. They make up for it, their youth. They're wearing essentially very short red pants. Wow, you can see the butt cheeks on her real close up. Very tight and short red shorts, and then sort of a halter top, which is really a bra. It looks like just a blue with white stripes. So the overall effect is kind of a red, white, and blue, which is interesting because the inside is very Mexican with the green and red.
Thank you.
Gracias.
I have a question for you. I just have some questions for you. Oh, so you also sell snow cones here, right?
Yeah.
So what's the most popular time of day for here when people come by?
I don't know, for everything.
What time do you open?
All the time.
For 2 years.
No, and what time of the day do you open? 11, 12?
No,
10. 10 a.m.?
10.
And what time do you close at night?
12.
12?
12, and Saturday, 1.
Saturday, 1. 1.
Yeah.
And there's always girls out here.
Huh?
There's always the girls out here.
Yeah. The girls?
The girls. There's always... Why do you have the girls?
Saturday, 10.
Yeah? No, why? Por qué?
Por qué? For
what?
For the customers.
The guys.
For the guys. Por los hombres.
Mexicanos.
Got it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
You too. So they sit. Okay, now here it was what I didn't see before. Right in the front, the girls are, you pointed this out, but I didn't see it, are right under they're literally on a platform. The two girls look like they're having a little bit of smoke. Looks like they're drinking. I don't know if they're drinking alcoholic beverages. They're having a smoke, and they're kind of laughing, probably at us, with like, what are all those guys with the wires? And why is she asking so many questions?
Well, we're out on my back porch.
And you can probably hear the crickets.
Crickets and birds and whatever.
And how is it? How is your mojito?
It's not a mojito. It's a michelada.
How's your michelada?
Well, it took a couple of sips to get used to, but I'd have to say I like it. It tastes, hang on for a second. You can definitely taste the carbonation and the tomato, and it doesn't seem like a beer. It seems
really?
Like something else.
All right, well, that's it for our sound seeing tour, I think.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for going with me, Jeff.
And Jeff and Pat back in the studio, back to you guys. It's warm out here. We're drinking beer. We're loving it. How are you guys doing?
We're just doing a show. What do you mean, what are we doing?
Really? What kind of question is that? Yeesh.
That is remote Jeff and Pat. I don't know if I like them that much. They're losers.
No, they're great.
They're greatness. Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's I'm not going to do a genre of the week this week.
Oh.
Yay! But you know, I was I don't know why. I had my Beatles songbook out this week, and I just had my acoustic guitar out. I'm not a very good acoustic guitar player. But I was strumming through some songs, and I came across the song Nowhere Man. You know that song.
Yes.
He's a real nowhere man. Anyways, you know, I'm the biggest Beatles fan. Never really liked that song all that much. It's just never been my favorite. I don't know. What do you think about it?
I think it's an average Beatles song.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I started playing it on the acoustic guitar, and Pat, I fell in love with this song.
Really?
It was so strange. It reminded me of Bob Dylan's, what is that song?
Ballad.
You Belong to Me by Bob Dylan. And it got me thinking. It got me thinking that, you know, this song John wrote, and it was from the Rubber Soul album, so I think it was like 1965 or so. That was the time when the Beatles were hugely influenced by Bob Dylan, and they were kind of jealous of him. And John even said, "You've got to hide your love away," was definitely Dylan influenced. But I will just bet, I think this is a Beatles insight from Jeff.
Ooh.
I'll just bet that John wrote the song Nowhere Man just on the acoustic guitar, doing it the way I did. And I thought that I'd record it.
Well, let's hear it.
So I have a version. Just keep in mind, I did this with not my usual production standards. I don't play acoustic guitar very good, very well.
Jeff.
And I did it with one mic. So it's a little bit raw. But actually, the raw quality is kind of good. So let's hear it.
He's a real nowhere man, living in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a know where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like me and you? Nowhere man, don't worry, it's okay. What's your hurry? Is that your command? He's a real nowhere man, living in his nowhere land, making all
Jeff, that's nice. I really like it.
Yeah, I mean, the voice isn't great because, again, normally I, you know, do a bunch of takes and take the best ones because I'm a cheat that way. But anyways, I like it if I'm thinking about, you know, spending the time to work out a good acoustic guitar part and sing it in the production, in the studio, and, you know, double mic the guitar to make it really sound stereo and everything. But let me know if it's worth the time.
Well, I think if nothing else, we should at least find a mystic or seance person who could get us in touch with John and see if that's what he had in mind. Jeff, what do you say?
I think that's a very good idea. I was writing this song, Nowhere Man, and I was listening to a lot of Bob Dylan doing at the time. And
that's a terrible impression.
I brought it into the lads, and the lads said, "That's no good. That's a horrible." You know, actually, I do a pretty good John Lennon, but that just didn't come out good.
No, what were you thinking?
That was like, I don't know what that was. That was like Lance Armstrong doing John Lennon or something. Thank you.
the pyramids along the Nile. Watch the sunrise from a tropic high. Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me.
Well, Jeff, you know, big news this week was all the Karl Rove stuff.
Yeah.
And I just got to the point where I couldn't stand listening to it any longer, so I basically ignored it because that's where I live, in denial.
In denial.
But I do get the bunch of emails from this woman who works at a law firm here in Dallas, and she sent out one that I thought was kind of interesting. She was just telling those of us on the email subscription list that they have a new progressive radio station in Dallas. It's 910 on your AM dial.
910.
Yes.
Okay.
So
what do you mean by progressive? Is that like a liberal station, or?
I think yes, that's what she meant. And by looking at some of the things that they were going to be talking about, I could tell it was definitely liberal. In fact, there was somebody who brings tidbits from the Rachel Maddow show. Is that how you say her last
name? Rachel Maddow, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Interesting. So, it's not Air America then. It's some other station.
Correct.
Huh.
If anybody in Dallas has listened to it already and you would like to send me your feedback, I'd be happy to hear it.
And I can't talk, but the podcast after this one will not be Jeff and Pat anymore. We're just going to repurpose that 9:10 a.m. content.
Oh, there you go.
So I hope you enjoy that. One more musical thing, Bob Moog.
I never heard of him.
You've heard of the Moog synthesizer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He was the man. Mm. He has got brain cancer, and it's pretty bad, apparently. He's 69 years old. Just wanted to say real fast a little bit about him. He's an electrical engineer with a PhD in engineering physics. He's a smart, smart boy. He created a company. He created the first idea of a synthesizer in 1961, and we still, all the synthesizers today, I mean, it's a little bit digitized now, but use the same principles that he developed. He is a absolutely electronic music pioneer that everybody bows to.
He's a giant.
So we wish him the best. Mm-hmm. Well, it's time for the Dallas Minute.
How about if I go first, Jeff?
I think that sounds good.
Women first, that's what I always say.
Women first, that's what I always say, except for next week.
Well, my Dallas Minute is representative of one of my favorite things, Jeff, and I did it yesterday with Susan. Want to guess what it was?
I think it's lesbian sex.
No, not at all.
Oh.
We went to a restaurant in Highland Park called Patrizio's because they're having their annual Bellini Festival.
Patrizio's. I love that place. You guys sit outside?
Well, you can sit outside, but the Bellinis, they're baby Bellinis. They cost $1. Normally, the larger Bellinis cost $4. Mm-hmm. It's like a Slurpee, practically, and it's got an orange peachy flavor. It's supposed to be made with champagne. I don't think they make it the authentic way, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
They taste fabulous.
I like them.
I like them a lot. In the bar, you get them for $1, and you can take the drink outside. So Susan and I got one and then sat out in the patio waiting area.
Oh, the waiting area. Okay.
Yes, and we acted. This was kind of funny because she said, "Do you think we can take it outside?" And I'm like, "I don't know." I'm like, let's just walk past the maitre d' person and act like we know what we're doing. So I'm strolling out there with great confidence, and then I push the wrong way on the door, and I'm like, "Ah!"
You look like an idiot.
I look like an idiot.
You know, I really do think Patrizio's is one of the better patios in the city.
Yeah, it's really nice. And they had all the umbrellas up. It was really nice looking.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my Dallas Minute.
That's a great Dallas Minute. Well, my Dallas Minute is not quite so nice. In fact, I haven't visited my Dallas Minute, and I really don't want to. Let me explain. It's the Cockroach Hall of Fame. And this is located in Plano, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas, about 20 miles north. And it's a, let's see here.
Jeff, can I just say one word?
Yes.
Ooh.
I know, no kidding. Well, the guy that did this, and I didn't write his name down, but he's been on The Tonight Show, he's been on The View, he's been on Good Morning America, Regis and Kathy Lee.
Wow.
He has a pest control shop, you know, in Plano. It's in a strip mall, but a small part of this pest control shop is his Cockroach Hall of Fame. And he has cockroaches dressed up like famous people, doing interesting, funny things. Some examples of these are, he has Liberace, where the cockroach is playing the piano, surrounded by all kinds of nice little scenery.
Uh-oh.
He's got H. Ross Perroach.
Oh, for Perot, got it.
Perot, yeah. And he also has some roaches that are wearing tutus and bikinis, and they're in a styrofoam cup. Apparently, these aren't normal roaches. They're like a large species of roaches. Because he's a pest guy. He knows what he's doing, right? Anyway, there are some pictures. I'm going to post a website on the I'll post his website on our website. And
we won't go. Maybe we should go. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I have my own. I'm sure everybody has roach horror stories, but I have one small roach horror story. I have several, but I will just say one. One involves me being a young girl hanging out with my dad. He used to like to go fishing.
Daddy.
And inevitably there was beer drinking when there was fishing.
Really?
And I think he came back.
I wouldn't have thought beer drinking and fishing would go together at all.
I think he had all the fish laid out and he had a bottle of beer there too. And I know this happened. This is just horrifying, but he had the beer there, and I decided that, you know, I was going to do what any normal kid would do. I was going to take a swig out of it.
Of course.
Oh, my God. There was a roach in it.
Oh, it was gross.
I mean, the roach.
Did you get the roach in your mouth?
No. It was like something. I could feel something came, and I like spat it out, and then I think I like dumped it out, and there was, it was dead, of course, but I was terrified as a little girl.
The roach died happy.
And I've got emotional scars ever since.
I'll bet you do. Now you can't drink beer. Wait a minute. You drink beer all the time.
So do you have a roach horror story?
Yeah, I do. One time I was in bed with a girl.
Oh, my God.
And it was at my place on Glenwood. Remember that old place?
Yes.
And a roach had gotten into the bed. And I did, not on me, but on her. She freaked out.
My God.
I was like crawling on her, you know?
Well, my question was there action going on or was there
time.
Like little snuggling?
I think there was snuggling and sleeping going on.
So did she leave immediately?
No.
Really?
No, she just got up and we you know, chased the roach out
oh my
and
God.
Went back to bed.
That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have freaked out.
If you were Jeff's little lady in the bed when a roach ran up your leg, what would you do? Would you have stayed or would you have fled? That's what I want to know.
A, stay. B, fled. Right in with your comments.
Right in with your comments.
And that's your Dallas Minute.
Well, folks, that's our show. But I think, Jeff, don't you have some extra stuff to mention?
You know, I do. I like to acknowledge all the great people that we've heard from this week and all the great feedback and comments. First thing, there's a website called, or sorry, a podcast called Domestic Life with John and Casey. And this is at domesticlife.net. We swapped a few emails. They seem like really nice people. They're from Montana. They're in their 20s. They've got a couple kids. They're doing the couple cast thing. And they're very charming. So go check them out. I asked them, we want to hear more about Montana. You know, who's from Montana, right?
Somebody must be from Montana.
So that's cool. Also wanted to thank James for writing us. He's from England, and he was kind of correcting me last week. I was talking about some things about how the media makes such a big deal, you know, out of the next day.
Uh-huh.
Well, the next day, big security. And he just kind of reminded me that there were some bombs found a couple days later after the incident. So. So I think he makes a good point there, and I thank him for that email. We have a woman in Japan named Mitsuki, and I have a link to her blog that wrote about our website. The problem was it was all in Japanese.
Oh, well, that's not a problem for me.
Not a problem for me either. Ohayou gozaimasu. So Shoko T from Dallas wrote us the same week, and she is Japanese, but she's living here in Dallas. We were talking about pizza and some other things. She was quite delightful. And so I asked her, hey, do you mind going to this blog and telling us what she's saying? And she did. So thank you, Shoko T. That was very nice. Mitsuki's blog says, hey, I really like this and that with Jeff and Pat, and it's great for learning English.
Well, who'd have thunk that?
So there you go. We are good for learning English. The only thing that she said in the blog was, I wonder if they speak Texas English.
And we don't.
And I just wanted to tell Mitsuki and all the people that are coming from Japan from that blog, we are pretty much no accent Americans here.
That's right. But next week or in some upcoming weeks, I'm going to get some of my friends who speak Texan.
Because
we want on the show so you can hear the difference.
We want you to hear that. So it means a lot to me to have Japanese listeners because, Pat, you know, I spent a lot of time in Japan doing business and made a lot of friends there. Mm-hmm. And really love the Japanese people and the Japanese culture, even though it's quite foreign to us Americans. But we love it.
Jeff, did you ever climb up? Did you ever climb up Mount Fuji?
No, I never did. Huh. No, I've only seen it once on a bullet train out to Nagoya.
Oh,
yeah.
You've been on a bullet train?
I have.
Cool.
It was fast. I felt like a bullet. Neil wrote in from Oregon. He wrote, he loved the song that I did last week, which was a very high compliment. He sent me some of his stuff. And I'll post a link to his website. He is a great musician, and it was great to hear some of his music. Brad P., as usual, he's so cool. sent us a couple pictures that were just excellent. I'm going to post at least the one with his shirt up on the blog site.
And wait a second, you know, I've been telling everybody that my latest new love is Anderson Cooper, and Brad is the one who suggested I go after Lance instead.
Absolutely. And so you listen to Brad.
I think
he's got your best interest in heart. So thanks, Brad. Our buddy Jeff B. here in Dallas.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for listening, man. We appreciate your support. Dave L. sent us some information, sort of a rally about CPB, and I appreciated his insights. He's got a blog at randomdigressions.com. Check it out. Thanks a lot for your comments. And we do appreciate it. We'd also want to shout out to Ferg and Shelley and Neil, Danny, and Lynn from Borderline. As a general shout out, thanks for the friendship and
continued listenership.
And the continued listenership, you guys. We appreciate it. Hey, guys, we're out of here. Please write us email at jeff@thisandthatpodcast.com or
pat@thisandthatpodcast.com
or jeffandpat@thisandthatpodcast.com. Oh, that's so ridiculous. We gotta figure out a more expeditious way to say all that. Give us a call at 206-202-TALK. That's our voicemail line. We'd love to get listener feedback. And visit our website. We do keep our blog updated. We're going to put some pictures up.
Yes, we will.
And it's going to be lots of excitement.
Especially, we need to put another picture of Shotgun up.
When
I took him to the vet, he's 26 pounds now.
He is getting bigger.
He was 8 pounds when I got him. Big.
He's a big boy.
All right. Well, I've had fun, Jeff, as usual.
I've had fun, too. And we will.
Until next week.
We'll see. We're out of here.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yay, we did a good show. We did a good, good, good show.
I don't think it was good.
It's so good. It sucked. It sucks so bad. That was a horrible show. Why did you let me do that show? Maybe it was good.
I think it was good.
Maybe it was really good.
I think it was really
good. Maybe it was our best.
It was our best.
Or maybe it was really bad.
No, it was really, really, really good.
Maybe it was horrible.
Good.
Maybe it was our worst.
It was our best.
Our worst.
Best. It was our best. My feet smell funky, and I'm in a cube in a booth with a white boy.
With a white ball.
Oh, I just smelled my feet. They're bad. Oh, God.
Put the feet away, baby.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer. Hold me closer.
Hold me closer, tiny vagina.
Don't be looking with your butt.
Don't be looking with my butt. Looking with my butt?
Don't lick your butt.
Oh, I don't.
No butt licking. Butt licking. Butt licking.
Did you say butt licking?
I'll give you a butt licking.
I'll give you a good old-fashioned butt licking. I want to lick your butt, baby. It's time for your.
Oh,
should we
Dallas
do a Dallas
Minute.
Minute song? Dallas Minute, Dallas Minute. Yeah, Dallas Minute. No.
Enough with that.
Yeah. I can't not do it.
Do whatever you want. You're a dork.